Welcome back. It's Inside Agriculture, middle of January almost already. Well, it was a two-day rally, Friday and Monday hard up in the grains. But now on Tuesday, markets have turned to the downside. Let's go back to yesterday's action. Amy Ryan of Martinson Ag Risk Management.
You know, some of this is just kind of carryover because Friday's report was very bullish for corn and soybeans. They dropped both corn and soybean yields much more than anyone in the trade expected. And then we're also just technical buying. We've passed resistance levels now with all the crops, and we're seeing some technical buying there. Argentina and southern Brazil, very hot and dry over the weekend, like temps of like 95 to 105. Supposed to get some rain later this week. We'll have to see. And we also had the export shipments report, and corn shipments were much higher than expected and a marketing year high.
Much appreciating this recovery in futures, that's for sure. It's brought on some new buying and new selling that we haven't seen in a while, so it's good news. I participated mostly as a seller because I was dealing most of my farm clients today, but my spec clients were buying. And I think that carried through to a lot of spec and probably the funds as well. I think it was mostly speculative buying against, you know, farm-oriented, some commercial selling surfaced out of Brazil for me. You know, here we are. We're 2 days hard up in the beans and the corn, and maybe we get a third, but maybe not, you know. And I was pretty happy to get some sales on the book. It closed pretty strong here, and the volumes were good. So I think there is a chance for a third, but I don't know that we can go much beyond that at the end of the day. We're still going to have a lot of corn and soybeans to get rid of, and so will South America. So the upside does appear limited from here.
Jack Scoville from his appearance on AgriTalk yesterday afternoon. On Farm Talk, it was Christy Van Onchiseth.
I think it's just carried through strength from Friday's report. There's no kind of skating around it. Friday's report was very friendly corn, pretty friendly beans, and then honestly, it was not friendly wheat. And wheat showed that on Friday, but today it's coming along for the ride alongside beans and corn. And I think that's just for the fact that managed money is still short, and we're going to have an update. Usually we get those updates on Friday, but we're going to have it today. Managed money was still short. Wheat was still short. Soybeans, where they've been really adding to the length in corn. So I do think that has to play into a degree of them coming in here and wanting to run on this situation. But yeah, I mean, you're at some breakout targets when you look at these markets. Corn getting through that 462 level on Friday and then continuing to kind of run off of that. And honestly, it opens up some targets that we're looking at, maybe 492. Does that mean I'm not doing anything until then? Absolutely not. But, you know, those are just some targets that it really starts to open up on the chart. So we're going to be watching those really closely. We are at 2 standard deviations away from linear regression on corn. So that's something we're watching too. We do think that this warrants some marketing here at this level, just saying, you know, if it wants to run, that's potentially what you could be seeing, you know. And when you look at the soybeans, some breakout, two very strong days back to back. And it could, you know, come in here and say possibly, you know, $10.69 to $11 is that next target you could be looking at. We are currently at $10.53 after having two strong days. So I like the way the markets are looking on the charts right now. I like the action that they're having, but we just need to remember how quickly a rally can be taken away. You know, it's that old logic that a rally is like an escalator, and then the downfall is like an elevator, right? So we need to remember that pretty closely. And a lot of the soybean strength can be taken away with rains in South America. And it might be dry for the next week or two, but, you know, those extended models are starting to show some moisture. So I try not to get too ahead of myself and just making sure I'm putting some floor in underneath me. My only cautious is that, you know, sometimes people start to get really bullish. And I have the old logic that it's so fun to be bullish. People call me like a fun hater a lot of times. And it is so so fun to be bullish, but just make sure you're responsibly bullish along the way. And, you know, just be attentive to those deferred contracts, especially for corn. I've been hearing a lot of people talk about corn acres, how much they're going to plant. And if we get some opportunity out here, I'm just worried that March 31st, we could see a really big corn acre number. Granted, it's January, so we got some time, but just be prepared for that.
Monday, Christy was also focused on another commodity, a driver of corn and beans, oil.
So, you know, in case you're curious, it's also at 2 standard deviations away from linear regression. So I am watching it very closely, and I might have made some moves today, but time will tell. And we also need to be aware that President Trump is coming in here, and one of his biggest things is to drill. So just be aware of that.
Christy Vannon-Cheeseth on Farm Talk yesterday afternoon, focusing on the upside of the markets, which are down today. And speaking of way on down, the temperature. Here's the weather forecast coming up.